Hey everyone, it's Wednesday, August 7th, 2019, and it's time for another quick update this week. This episode will be our last one for a couple of weeks, as we'll be taking a break until August 28th. Now, on this episode, Ed is here to talk about what life in Alberta is like for Christian schools as they enter a new school year. Mark Penningo will also join us to talk about Josh Harris and what success means from an eternal perspective. All right, so former teacher, Alberta manager Ed Hogardyke joins us now, and trigger warning for all you students, he is going to mention the dreaded back to school.
Hey, thanks, Colin. Well, it's back to school. The back to school ads are out there, back to school sales. It's the second half of the summer, which of course goes by just as fast as the second half of a gas tank. It's gone before you know it. Back to school. Students are looking forward to it, I think. I'm looking forward to it as well, because the ARPA clubs will be back into full swing, getting politically active and so on, so we can't wait for that. But a question a lot of folks have been asking is, what is life like for our reform schools in Alberta under the new government? Well, it's a lot better. Many of you remember about just over a year ago, as we were entering a school year, there was a lot of nervousness, a lot of tension, potential loss of accreditation, potential loss of funding, all over an act to support gay-straight alliances, Bill 24. Schools had policies, the policies were rejected by the government, even things like references to infallibility of scripture, to the truth of God's word. Those things had to be removed and new policies were imposed on our schools by the previous government. Now, we fast track a year later and we have Bill 8, the Education Amendment Act, and our schools are going to receive funding. Our schools will not lose accreditation. Another really cool thing to note is that the policies, the same policies that were rejected by the previous government, have been accepted by this government. This also goes for the annual operating plan, the annual declaration, that sort of check the box type stuff that's been modified. There have been schools that have sent their paperwork in along with statements of faith, and those have been accepted by the government as well. So there's much to be thankful for. Our schools can do what schools are supposed to do, and that is teach covenant children, that's have policies that are true to the mission, vision, and values of their school. Much to be thankful for here in Alberta. ARPA clubs, get ready. School's almost in. Take care. God bless.
Thanks, Ed. Much to be thankful for sure. Executive Director Mark Penninga joins us now to share some reflections on some sad news.
Well, thank you, Colin. You make walking with your camera look easy. I'm just going to do my best not to trip. Last week we heard some really sad news about author and pastor Josh Harris. He was someone that I know you and I, some of our colleagues, used to go to learn about godly principles on relationships and sexuality. Our viewers might be familiar with his books, including I Kiss Dating Goodbye. Well, not long ago, Mr. Harris announced to the world on Instagram that he kissed his marriage goodbye. And then just over a week ago, he shared that he's also kissed his Christian faith goodbye. This past weekend, he marched in Vancouver's Pride Parade. How do we make sense of disappointments like this? Well, scripture shows us that turning away is not a surprise. It's our natural instinct. Examples like this can remind us to look at our own hearts and lives. In 1 Corinthians 10, Paul says, "So if you think you're standing firm, be careful that you don't fall." Why am I sharing this in an ARPA update? Because it seems that it's particularly true when it comes to politics, that we're susceptible to disappointment when we place too much trust in what people can do. Far too often we expect that a particular member of parliament or party leader, maybe even a nonprofit organization, should be able to achieve our hopes and dreams. And when they don't, we become cynical of the entire political realm. All of life, including our political engagement, has to be built on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ. When we do so, we'll never be disappointed, because Jesus is always 100% dependable. Now, this is a team effort. We need you to help us walk faithfully, and we'll try to do the same for you. Most of all, we need to do this in prayer, asking God to lead us and guide us. Well, Colin, I did this without tripping. Back over to you.
Thanks very much, Mark. That's all for this week. Quick updates, we'll be taking a break for the next 2 weeks. We'll be back with you on the next episode on August 28th. Thanks to you for watching Quick Updates. Please do like, share, and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.